One football team owner called it the single most impressive symbol of being a champion in all of sports. Yep, he was talking about the National Football League's Super Bowl ring. The rings on Super Bowl champions are worth many thousands of dollars each one. Can you imagine losing something that valuable, that irreplaceable? Well, former Oakland Raiders champion Gene Upshaw, he can remember it, because to keep his Super Bowl ring safe at home, he put it inside a bank that looked like a Pepsi can. Problem. He forgot to tell his housekeepers. You know where this is going, don't you? They mistook the bank for an empty pop can and tossed it out. Ring and all. Duh. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the treasure in your mirror. Now, that was a costly mistake. Trashing treasure because of the container it was in. Well, that's a mistake many people make. Except the treasure is themselves. And maybe we needed to talk about this today because, well, maybe you're throwing away a treasure called you. Now, you may not feel very valuable right now. Maybe you're not feeling very good about how you look or what you weigh or maybe the fact that you're still single. You're not sure how much you're really worth. But you're making the same mistake those housekeepers made when they threw away that ring, judging the worth of what's inside by the container you come in. Now, it could be that you feel pretty worthless because you've been passed over or put down, rejected, maybe abandoned, maybe abused. And the tragedy is that you may have been throwing yourself away because you don't know how valuable you are. There are a lot of ways to throw yourself away. You can throw yourself away sexually, socially, by the people you hang out with, chemically, alcoholically, just by giving up or withdrawing, maybe even thinking suicide. But you have worth you'll never see just by looking in a mirror or basing it on how other hurting people are treating you. If you want to get an evaluation of your worth, you got to go to the one who created you. And he's the one who knows your value. In our word for today from the Word of God in the Bible, in 2 Corinthians 6:16, your Creator says, "We are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will be their God and they will be my people. I'll be a father to you. And you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." Well, wait a minute. Stop here. Did you hear what the God of the universe says about those who belong to him? They're his temple that he lives in, his people that he walks with, his sons and daughters of the king. If you don't feel like you're priceless treasure, maybe it's because you're without the one who gave you your value in the first place, the Creator who made you as his one-of-a-kind creation. You're missing the love you were made for. And that's because, well, we've chosen over and over again to turn our back on God and do things our own way. But the Bible says God values you so much that he thought you were worth having his son die for you. Good Friday was for you. Picture Jesus hanging on that cross. That was to pay for your sin so you could belong to him. You'll never know how much you're really worth until you are in his loving arms. Now, Jesus won't make you give yourself to him. No, it's your choice to finally end those self-directed, wasted years and to stand at his cross and say, "Jesus, the me years are over. You love me. You died for me. I am yours." Why don't you make this the day that you become a member of his family and say, "Jesus, I am yours from this day on." There's a website I want to direct you to. It's ours. And if you go there, you will find what you need to know from the Bible to be sure you belong to Jesus. It's anewstory.com. Go there, please. Anewstory.com. Now, maybe you've believed that you really don't matter much. Maybe you've thrown yourself away too long. You mattered enough to Jesus that he poured out his life for you. Isn't it time for you to belong to the one who loves you the most?